let's get agreement that this is a strategic priority.
That area of alignment and synergy can be very important.
In the future, we're committed to expand
value-based care. Time, there's still progress that needs to be made.
This is Healthcare Strategies.
Hi, and welcome to Healthcare Strategies. I'm Sarah Heath, Executive Editor at Xtelligent Healthcare. Public health became a kitchen table topic in 2020 when the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic brought the term to the cultural forefront. But most in the healthcare industry know that public health isn't a new field. The American Public Health Association says that public health promotes and protects the health of all people in their communities. Public health departments track disease outbreaks, like we saw during the pandemic, but they also set safety standards, advocate for public policies to protect health, and even help design community-centered programming to promote the health and well-being of their constituents. At the heart of these efforts are data, the information that gives public health professionals the insight into what a community needs and how they can better promote health. In our increasingly digitized healthcare space, we have more data now than ever before. And while that's been a boon for public health, those organizations also need the tools to aggregate, synthesize, and use that information. In Allen County, Ohio, public health officials have been successful at that, collaborating with key local partners to gather a plethora of essential data and integrating it into a public health dashboard, the Allen County Health Atlas. I'm here with Kayla Monfort, the co-director of Activate Allen County, which created the Health Atlas. Thanks for joining us, Kayla.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great. I guess maybe if you wanted to start with an overview of what Activate Allen County does, some of your missions and your general work in the community.
Sure, I would love to. And again, thanks for having us in the space today to discuss public health and data and Activate Allen County, which we are really excited about because the community health collaborative that is Activate Allen County, we think is pretty unique and pretty special. So we're excited to have the opportunity to talk about that a little bit here. But Activate Allen County was actually formed back in 2012 as a community health collaborative, talking about the need for us to, again, raise public health needs and concerns to our community, how to go about doing that. Act Ohio, which Allen County is housed in here, we were actually ranked 83rd out of 86 counties in Ohio for health behaviors at that time. So obviously at the very bottom of the barrel when it comes to Ohio and the health of our residents here in Allen County, which kind of created the need for the collaborative to be talked about with a lot of key stakeholders. And we started the work with actually two large CDC grants that came into our community, with our focus being on healthy eating, tobacco-free lifestyles, and physical activity. So those were the three kind of components that started Activate. And we were working in those spaces along with those federal CDC dollars for about 5 years. And then in 2017, we actually became fully funded here in the local community, which I think speaks volumes for the need and desire to take away the federal dollars and still be able to be as active and as significant as we are in the community, that we're funded completely through local partners here and that we are able to still be in the space and be a neutral convener of all things health and wellness. So since 2017, we've expanded. The term health here in Allen County means more than just being tobacco-free, being physically active, and eating healthy. We're expanding that term to create space to talk about transportation, to talk about housing, to talk about maternal and infant health, to talk about mental health, which again, those are really key components to how a resident can be as healthy as possible, and how, where you live, what you have access to, your ability to access those services. That term health, again, very broad. So when we think about the word health here in Allen County, we're not talking about just eating healthy. We are talking about the ability for a resident to live their fullest life. And that really includes a plethora of avenues. And that's where Activate Allen County has been going in the last 6 to 7 years, as we get to current day, 2024, where we still create spaces for unique collaborations, looking to bring people together who may not always be at those same tables together in our community, and doing that in a place where we can all come together to benefit the residents, and with the background and the ability to come to the same table, that our missions are not always the same when it comes to businesses or nonprofits or government, et cetera, but we see the need for our residents to have the ability to live their best, fullest lives.
Yeah, of course. And I know we wanted to talk a lot about the Health Atlas today. I wanted to take a step backwards before that and just talk about the role of data and why it's so important behind everything that you guys are doing. Just setting that standard throughout the rest of the conversation might be a little bit helpful for orienting readers. So generally, what's the role of data? Why is it important? How do you use it and all of that fun stuff?
Yeah, so data is what Activate Allen County was born in, because we saw the data, as awful as it was, as related to Allen County and Ohio being, again, one of those bottom counties in terms of health behaviors and wellness of our residents. So that data drove the decision for the need for this collaboration to even be born in the first place. So that's the foundation. And then everything that Activate does in terms of our programs, the spaces that we get into, is all data-based, evidence-based programming, things that we know we can go back to and continue to track year after year, time again. Even our surveys from our assessments that we do with our schools and childcares, all again, data-based, evidence-based, where you can go back and actually see over time how those questions have formulated a data set and how we can then utilize that to determine our successes, our failures, where things haven't quite gone as we thought they would, and then those trends over time. So yeah, Activate, again, from the start has been data-driven, and that's really the goal of how we promote, again, that Health Atlas as well. So when we think about the reason for the Health Atlas in 2022, we are looking a lot at community health assessments. So in terms of the hospitals that we have here locally and our public health department, two of the entities that make up Activate Allen County, there is a need for health assessments to take place. And that's, again, something that they utilize every 3 to 4 years. And then from there, health improvement plans are created for the communities. And again, those are set in by the government to make sure that our hospitals and our health departments are looking at data, are following data, and are actually looking at community health needs. So that's where, again, that Health Atlas, the idea of the need for that started after years of working to collect data every 3 to 4 years, knowing that data is sometimes hard to get a hold of and also outdated a lot of times when we get it out to the community. So thinking about ways where we could do better. Honestly, that's what we want here in Allen County. We're looking to be innovative. We're looking to do better for our residents, for our programs, to use funding, to use money that's coming into our community, both federally, but from the state level, and also just our local dollars here. How can we use those to the most effective end game, honestly? And that means we have to have up-to-date data, and we have to be transparent to the community. And that's where, again, the Health Atlas came into creation.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about how you even built the Health Atlas, the making of it. I know there are a lot of different data sources and different stakeholders that came together to create the Health Atlas. And I wanted to know how you create those collaborations and what the process for coordinating and collaborating with these different stakeholders, what that looks like.
Yeah, the folks at Metopio were instrumental in creating and building and helping us navigate this world of database and how we wanted to utilize it here in our community, because every database can look different. Our goal, again, was to be forward facing to the community, to allow this tool to live on a web portal that was accessible 24/7 to any resident who desired to take a peek at that. And that's how we promote that to the community. But when thinking about the data that was important to us, we went right back to our community health improvement plan. So we have multiple stakeholders. Again, there's two paid positions when it comes to Activate Allen County, but we are so much larger than the two of us who direct the work and steer the ship. We have stakeholders from the hospital side, from the public health side, from the mental health board, regional planning commission, our RTA, our local transportation services, the city and the county, United Way. And I'm probably forgetting others. We have universities at the table as well. So I hate to mention them all when I know that I'm going to forget, but it's amazing what you can do when you think about collaborative nature and you think about putting egos aside, putting your own silo of what you want to accomplish aside, but when coming to a table where you can see the benefit of having an atlas such as this, and also our health improvement plan as itself. As a county, we have our Allen County Health Improvement Plan, and obviously, again, data driven. So what we're looking at when we come to the community table is looking at that community data. Where are we not reaching our goals? Where are we below the bar? What can we do about that? What new groups can we form? What groups are working in that space? How can we get two groups who are working in the same space? How can we get them connected so they can be even more powerful? So when we think about those goals and objectives from our health improvement plan, that's what we fed into the atlas. So when you look at goals that we have as a county, that's the data pieces that we wanted to make sure were visible in that space of the atlas. Like you said, there's thousands upon thousands of data pieces, data resources, but we wanted to pull those indicators that actually made sense for our community in terms of what we were actually working on, so the community could then go back and track. Because when we're having conversations in public or having press conferences around what work we're doing, it's going to go back to the Allen County Health Improvement Plan, which then we can say, and you can see in the atlas where that data is trending in the positive direction, or that data is not trending in the positive direction, and we have work to do. So we're going to form this collaborative, or we're going to form this coalition, and we're asking you to be a part of that, because as you can see from the data, we're not doing enough in that space, and we're not seeing the data results that we want to see. And I think alongside of that, having data that's newer and available mostly on an annual basis for most of the pieces that we have on our health atlas, we're able to really get that data updated on an annual basis, which is much better than the 3 to 4 years that we were doing our health assessments and doing the community surveying and being able to access data and get data to the community every 3 years. If you can do it every year, you're going to be seeing, again, public health, the results don't happen overnight. I think that's a huge takeaway when it comes to talking to the community, because they see things. We're in a society that likes to be told one thing and it happens the next day. But that's really not the nature of public health and data, because it's slow and it takes a long time to see change, which is sometimes hard to accept. But over time, as we continue to collect, again, that same data, we are seeing the positive results of working together and of having a programmatic, evidence-based approach to our work.
Thinking about those different data sources, I always immediately think of, okay, how are we going to make sure that this data speaks the same language as my processing system? So I wanted to hear a little bit about, like, kind of the considerations that you made. I feel like some of this might even come down to vendor selection. So what were you asking potential vendors when you were creating your health atlas to make sure that you could really pull in data from multiple sources and that it would all integrate smoothly and in a way that was user-friendly almost?
Yeah, great question, because we struggle a lot with even like common survey tools at the state level. How we gather our youth data is through the Ohio assessments, and they have survey questions that they provide for youth level, but each year they change those questions. So then when you think about comparing, you're not really comparing apples to apples when it comes to modification of questions throughout each year. So if they're asking the question in a different way, or they're asking it to a different population of the kids, then it's really hard for us to compare data over time. So that's, again, another thorn when it comes to the data piece. Data is so useful, yet it's very challenging to, again, keep up to date and to keep, again, comparing the same thing. So thankfully, our system is doing a great job at integrating all that. We also have each data set that we pull up has exactly where it's from, has the year, has the question, has exactly what that data set's tracking. So we can make sure that we're intentional with having that continuity of our data over time. So you can pull up whatever data set you're wanting to, and on the same page, you can then pull up what year it was accessed, who was bringing that data to the surface, and how you can access that for yourself as well. So I think that's really the big piece for us, was just ensuring that we didn't have to keep track of that ourselves. I think we don't have the capacity to do that. So thankfully, our vendor is able to, again, if there's new data that comes up from that source, it's automatically put into our system. So we're not having to track down new data. We're not having to track down that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the local side, obviously that will be up to us to make sure we're keeping that up to date. And I think that's really the gem of why we started really small too with our indicators. Obviously, when you think about the number of pieces of data that you could track and what would be helpful to a community, you can probably think of thousands upon thousands of indicators that would probably be helpful to track. But obviously, we feel the value of starting small, like we've talked about, keeping it really congruent with what our community health improvement plan has in it. So when we're tracking breastfeeding rates, we have that indicator easily accessible. When we're looking at health disparities, we have that indicator really accessible. So I think currently our Allen County Health Atlas has about 100 indicators on it, which it to us seems really manageable and also has enough data for our community to be dangerous and to understand what they're working with and to see how that data integrates into our health improvement plan. But it's also not overwhelming for folks. So we were really wanting to be really cognizant of the fact that this is a forward-facing platform. We're not all data experts, and I speak for myself when I say that. We are just trying to be dangerous enough to, again, use our resources wisely. And when you think about a resident here, they're not concerned about where the data is from. They're not concerned about a lot of the things that I'm concerned about, but they want it to be easy for them to access. So I think that's really the great thing about our tool is, again, it's very easy to access. And we've had lots of great successes from the resident level all the way to an organizational level of folks using that Atlas.
And speaking of some of that success, I wanted to hear just a few use cases or maybe your favorite use case from using the Health Atlas. Where have you guys like seen the highest yield from implementing this tool?
Yeah, there's a couple of great stories that come to mind. The first being really just on a programmatic side, our Atlas has the ability to drill down to a census tract level data set, which again is just basically like a neighborhood. When you think about a census tract, it's a very small part of our community. And if you look at where health disparities are highest or where we're seeing more of where kids are testing high for lead, you can actually drill down to that census tract level and we can implement programs or testing or a community health block party where we're bringing in potentially lead testing to that neighborhood. Or if we're seeing where we need to think about transportation, is there a bus route that goes into that area of town? If not, what are we doing about that? From a programmatic standpoint, the Health Atlas has helped many organizations, again, utilize their funds, utilize their staff time, which is very valuable for many of our organizations, using it wisely to actually go into the neighborhoods, the communities that need that information or that resource the most based on what we're looking at. If it comes to lead, if it's, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever it might be, we can see where those pockets are in our community of those residents who need that. And then secondary, we've had many organizations who are applying for state or federal dollars who need data, obviously, to create those applications and make those applications stronger. And they're able to go into the Health Atlas, able to pull what they need, able to then integrate that into, again, how that works with our community health assessment and our community health improvement plan and create a really strong case as to the collaborative nature of what we're working on in Allen County and why they need these additional funds because they're going to do X, Y, and Z in this community or using this resource. And they have X, Y, and Z partners that are already working in the same area and that they know that our Allen County health assessment and improvement plan is also aligned with that work. So it really creates a really strong case when we all know what we're doing and we all know where the goals are and where we're heading as a community in terms of public health, in terms of community health. We have a vision for that. And again, it's all laid out on that Atlas, again, with the data to back it up.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us. If you're interested in learning more about this topic, check out our site dedicated to patient engagement called Patient Engagement HIT. If you have thoughts on this topic or if you have any healthcare related stories that you'd like us to consider for coverage, you can reach out to me at sheath@techtarget.com. That's S-H-E-A-T-H, Heath like the candy bar, @techtarget.com. Follow us on Spotify to get more of these conversations and let us know what you think by rating and reviewing the show. See you next time.
This is a Tech Target production.